KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, just a little bit of mist in the air, and that's no appreciable accumulation out of that. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, as you just heard Jim mention there, the school cancellations and late starts for this morning, so I'll skip that part of the broadcast for today, but take a look at the road conditions. Road conditions basically west and southwest of Atlantic and north to about Highway 44, they're partially covered with ice. The further north you go, the more the roads become 100% ice covered. So if you have any plans to travel this morning, especially to the west, off to the southwest, down to around the Highway 92 corridor, and further through the north of Highway 44, be prepared for some icy road conditions this morning. Winter weather advisories are in effect for the entire listing area, especially later on tonight into noon on Tuesday. Well, the Iowa State Patrol says they responded to numerous crashes on Saturday on the interstates due to a quick-moving snow system that caused roads to become snow-covered and icy. I-35 near the 100-mile marker southbound in Polk County was closed for 2 hours Saturday for a 70-car pileup, and about 11 people were transported to the hospitals there for local treatment of injuries. I-80 near the 158-mile marker westbound in Jasper County was closed temporarily Saturday for about 20 vehicles that had crashed. I-80 eastbound at the 208-mile marker in Iowa County, 30 vehicles were involved with 3 minor injuries reported there. The eastbound lanes were closed for less than an hour. Majority of the crashes were caused by motorists that were simply traveling too fast for conditions and not allowing enough following distance. All crashes remain under investigation. One update on the schools. Atlantic Superintendent Steve Barber just called me and told me that Atlantic has canceled classes now for today. Again, no school today in Atlantic. They will decide later on what to do with the evening sports activities. Elsewhere in the news, a push to add language to the Iowa Constitution ensuring the rights of crime victims is moving through the legislature. Despite opposition from a crime victims group and prosecutors, the law has bipartisan support and the backing of Governor Kim Reynolds, but others argue the legislation could ultimately hurt victims by siphoning money away from other programs that now help them. Critics point to other states with similar legislation, like South Dakota, where lawmakers are currently trying to alter language added to the state constitution in 2016 to reduce the unintentional burden on county attorneys' offices. But supporters of Iowa's proposal say lawmakers learned from other states and designed the amendment to avoid adding burden to the court system facing budget cuts and reduced courthouse staffing. Well, Jonathan Narcisse, who twice ran for governor and who fought for social justice, has died. His mother, Gaynell Narcisse, said that he died Saturday evening in the Des Moines Hospital following a heart attack. Jonathan Narcisse was a member of the Des Moines School Board in 2007 and 2009 and ran for governor in 2010 and 2014 as an Iowa Party candidate. He was editor-in-chief of the Iowa Bystander, a Des Moines-based newspaper founded in 1894, and publisher of two statewide Latino publications. He also ran The Communicator, a central Iowa weekly that Narcisse helped to reorganize into a publication about good news in Iowa. Jonathan Narcisse was inducted into the Iowa African American Hall of Fame in 2009. State Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad said the loss of Narcisse will create a serious void in Iowa. A Maryland congressman who actively is campaigning for president is starting this President's Day with an 8 a.m. meeting this hour in Bloomfield with local Democrats. And by tonight, John Delaney will have visited 41 of Iowa's 99 counties.
I'm a big believer in life that you have to do the work. And the one thing I know for sure is meeting with Iowans in now close to 40 counties is that they do the work on this.
Iowans who haven't seen Delaney in person may have seen him on television. He spent $1 million on ads airing in Des Moines and the Cedar Rapids markets. His core message to Iowan is that it's time to ditch hyper-partisan politics.
You know, I think they know our politics is broken. I think Democrats here in Iowa really know it's broken.
Delaney cites last week's indictment that accuses Russia of sowing discord among Democrats with online ads in August of 2016 that accused Hillary Clinton of voter fraud in Iowa's caucuses.
What's more concerning is that everyone believes they're going to do it again. It's almost like a ship pulls up next to our shores and aims a weapon at us. If a president doesn't order the military to do something about it, it's a disloyal act. And I think the president's failure to actually direct the intelligence community and the FBI to actually try to do something about this is disloyal to the country, and it's very, very troubling.
Delaney arrived in Iowa Saturday morning as the nation was reeling from yet another mass shooting. He says it's disgraceful that Congress hasn't even been able to limit the sale of bump stocks, the devices used by a man who killed 57 people in Las Vegas last fall.
Tragedy after tragedy and no response from the federal government. particularly on issues that there's broad agreement on. The majority of the American people, and including a majority of Republicans and a majority of NRA members, believe we should have universal background checks. And we can't get it done in the Congress.
Delaney says the Florida high schoolers who survived last week's shooting and have become outspoken proponents for gun safety measures may prod Congress to act.
They're going to soon be engaged in the democracy, right? All of them are getting ready to vote, you know, for the first time and really be engaged. If every high school in the country sets up a club to kind of advocate for this issue, you know, we have about 3 million kids graduating from high school every year. You know, it's a big impact.
Delaney met with Madison County Democrats in Winterset Saturday night. He was in Sheraton, Knoxville, and Albia on Sunday. Today, he has midday stops scheduled in Corydon, and he'll meet with Warren County Democrats tonight in Indianola. And public health officials say 28 people in Iowa have become sickened by chicken salad that was sold at Fairway grocery stores, and another 66 illnesses are probably linked to the product. The Iowa Department of Public Health was advising consumers to throw away any chicken salad bought at Fairway, produced between December 15th and February 13th, and sold in plastic deli containers with a Fairway store deli label. The chicken salad was produced and packaged by a third party for the Boone, Iowa-based grocery store chain that has more than 100 stores in Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Fairway voluntarily stopped selling the product back on February 2nd. Salmonella, a bacterial illness, can cause diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and fever. Some people develop severe symptoms that require hospitalization. Again, a reminder that the Atlantic Community Schools have canceled classes for today. Earlier, the superintendent said they will be going 2 hours late, but he notified us just at the beginning of this hour that they will be canceling classes for today, and they will decide on the activities for tonight later on as the day progresses. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.